Come, Holy Spirit. Amen. Please. Please forgive me. I forgive you. Thank you. I love you. According to Dr. Ira Byock, a physician and author who specializes in caring for people at the end of life, these four simple phrases are powerful and crucial for people to hear from and to say to their loved ones before they die, especially in relationships where reconciliation and healing are needed. Please forgive me. I forgive you. Thank you. I love you. I was reminded of these phrases this week because the parable Jesus tells in our gospel involves a man at the end of his life. And because the central themes of these phrases, forgiveness, gratitude, and love, are important through either their presence or their absence in both our first reading from the prophet Hosea and in our gospel from Luke. So let's take these three qualities, forgiveness, gratitude, and love, and look at these readings through their lenses. Forgiveness. In the passage from Hosea, God longs for the people of Israel who have turned away from God and who are suffering exile. God is ready to forgive them, to receive them, to return them home. In this passage, instead of anger and revenge, God chooses compassion and forgiveness. Our gospel passage from Luke begins with a person in a crowd making a request of Jesus that hints at a family disruption in need of forgiveness, a family argument over money or property. We might infer that there has either been a death or that there soon will be a death, and that this man in the crowd and his brother are fighting over an inheritance. What might be needed to bring healing to this situation? We don't know the details, but perhaps forgiveness is somewhere in the mix. The parable about the rich man that Jesus tells as a response to this man's request is notably lacking in forgiveness, largely because the man in the parable is not shown to be in relationship with anyone else. He is alone, with only his land, his money, his possessions. When the time of his death arrives, he does not have anyone to ask him for forgiveness, nor anyone to ask forgiveness of, except, importantly, God. But the story ends before we know whether he does seek forgiveness from God for a misguided focus on his own wealth and his lack of regard for the poor. Gratitude. In our Hosea reading, the people are characterized as having a distinct lack of gratitude toward God, both an active turning away and refusal to return, as well as a lack of awareness of God's care for them, which we see when God says, "I took them up in my arms, but they did not know that I healed them." This lack of regard, lack of attention, of noticing, and of gratitude is troubling when God desires to be in relationship with us. In the parable from Luke's gospel, the rich man has no gratitude. He is not grateful toward the land, which Jesus explicitly says is the source of the man's wealth. The land of a rich man produced abundantly. Nor is the rich man grateful toward any of the workers who are not mentioned, but surely harvested his crops and built all of his new buildings. Nor is he grateful toward God, the source of all of these gifts, the source of his very life, which has now come to an end. love. In Hosea, it is clear that God loves the people of Israel. God cares for them like a parent cares for an infant, tenderly lifting them, bending down to them, feeding them, leading them with cords of human kindness, with bands of love. In the gospel, the rich man does not show love toward God or neighbor. Instead of sharing his overly abundant crops and wealth with others in need, he hoards them for himself, only to find that his life is over and that he cannot take these things with him. It is not easy to live a life of forgiveness, gratitude, and love. This parable in Luke helps us to see how backwards our society, our culture, and our economy are. Our capitalistic society honors and assigns great worth and status and power to the selfish, greedy, rich landowner, to the billionaire who sends himself to outer space. And the people who do the work that God does in the Hosea reading, the work of caregiving, those folks are the most vulnerable, socially and economically. Who does God's work of caregiving in our society? Who are the people who lift the babies to their cheeks, who teach them to walk? Parents, childcare workers. The work of parenting and caring for children is not valued in our culture, particularly not by those who would force someone to carry a pregnancy and give birth and then provide no support to that person or their child afterwards. Who does God's work of feeding people? Migrant farm workers, slaughterhouse and seafood processing plant workers, the home health aides and personal care assistants who feed and bathe their clients. We're familiar with the expression, they are doing God's work. Our reading from Hosea tells us what God's work is. It is the work of caring for the most vulnerable. It is the work of forgiveness, the work of human kindness, of compassion, of gratitude, of love, of relationship. Our society has turned away from honoring and cultivating and growing works of love in favor of building bigger barns and bigger houses to hold more of our stuff and growing bigger bank accounts to pay for it all. And Jesus' parable makes this uncomfortably clear to us. To follow Jesus is to choose a different way, a countercultural way of generous open-handedness, of non-attachment to money and material goods, and a willingness to share what we have with others. And Jesus is very clear and practical about this. In next week's gospel, he tells his followers that part of being rich toward God means selling your possessions and giving alms. This week, we hear Jesus tell the crowd and us, take care. Take care. Just those two words, they're so good. Take care. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions. Maybe we want to ask Jesus, what does one's life consist of? How do we live in our short time here together? How do we live when we do not know the length of our days? When today could be our last day? What does it mean to be rich toward God? Or to phrase this another way, how are we to respond to God's abundant love, the kind of compassionate care described in our passage from Hosea? What would it mean for us to return to God and to turn toward one another from that place of open-handed, abundant generosity, from a place of forgiveness, gratitude, and love? To say to one another, be before the end of our days, whenever we have the chance. Please forgive me. I forgive you. Thank you. I love you.